From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes from the archive of naturalist Rebecca Lexa. Fall is a great time to see fungi, particularly those that produce mushrooms. Mushrooms are the temporary reproductive structure of a fungus. They usually only last a few days to a few weeks. However, the main body of the fungus persists year-round as a mass of small filaments called hyphae. This is known as the mycelium, and it permeates whatever substrate the fungus likes to grow in, whether soil, rotting wood, or even manure or compost. Some fungi that grow in soil are mycorrhizal. Myco means fungus, while rhizo means root. The mycelium of mycorrhizal fungi grow around the roots of certain species of plants. Then the fungus feeds the plant some of the nutrients and water it releases as it decomposes decaying matter into the soil. The plant in turn gives the fungus some of the sugars it creates from sunlight through the process of photosynthesis. This symbiotic relationship gives both partners access to nutrients they wouldn't have otherwise. Mycorrhizal relationships are of particular interest to mushroom hunters. Fungi don't create these relationships with just any plant. They have certain species they prefer to partner with. It just so happens that some of our best edible mushrooms, like chanterelles, boletes, and matsutakis, are mycorrhizal with some of the conifer trees found in our region. That's why mushroom hunters head for the forest in fall. They're more likely to find these edible mushrooms amid the trees. However, gardeners should also be aware of mycorrhizal fungi, as many vascular plants also have mycorrhizal fungal partners that they need to be healthy. Applying fungicides to your soil could be making life a lot harder for the plants you're growing. Instead, keep your soil fertilized with compost and manure. And don't panic if you see a few mushrooms pop out of the ground. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.